Well, joining me now live in studio, we've got first-time guest Steve Farrell of Duxbury. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
You brought some great information, and it's all about Duxbury for Ukraine. And you are part of a group that is working to raise money and provide medical equipment to those on the front lines in Ukraine through Ukraine Forward, which is a Boston-based organization. Tell our listeners a little bit about this.
Ukraine Forward is a group of young Ukrainian-American people, young adults, who started a week after the war began. And as of today's count, they've managed to get 20,000 pounds of tactical medical supplies into Ukraine through Poland. And when it started, these people knew little about how to go about this. But now their effort is picking up steam to the point where the adjacent town of Concord, Massachusetts has joined in, and now Bedford, Massachusetts is also joining in. So what we're attempting to do in Duxbury is to have Duxbury take the lead on the South Shore and have other towns on the South Shore join in the effort.
And tell me a little bit about this, because there's a few ways to do it, and it involves using a QR code in Amazon. Tell our listeners how this works.
Sure. What I would tell the listeners is to get yourself over to ukraineforward.org. It will explain so much information and tell you how to donate. They're using a QR code to Amazon with an Amazon wish list of tactical medical supplies that are provided to Ukraine Forward by soldiers and civilians in Poland and in the field.
And, you know, it's interesting because you also have some other ways to contact you if people have questions. Duxbury for Ukraine at gmail.com if people want to send you a question. Is that still a good email?
Yes. Duxbury for Ukraine can be reached at Gmail. Importantly, Ukraine Forward can be reached again at ukraineforward.org. But anybody interested in setting up a town organization, contact Steve Farrell at Duxbury for Ukraine.org. At gmail.com.
You know, we were talking a little bit off air, and you know, so many people have been affected by seeing and hearing and reading about and listening to about what's going on in Ukraine. Was there one pivotal moment when you felt, I can't watch this anymore, I can't hear about this, I have to do something? Was it something that affected you?
Yes. After watching 2 weeks of television and getting involved by taking a visit up to the Ukrainian church, Christ the King in Newton, and seeing these young folks at work, I attended my first meeting where their Catholic minister, Catholic priest, came in and blessed their facility, that where they were in the midst of sorting these tactical medical supplies from Amazon, blessing the facility, and they all prayed together. I walked out of there saying, we have to help these people.
Mm-hmm. So you were really inspired. And do you find, is this something where you just mention it to people and they want to get involved? Because it seems that way to me from what you're telling me.
Yes. That's correct.
Now, if, again, give people your contact information so they can find out more information about your organization and how to help.
Steve Farrell, Duxbury for Ukraine, at gmail.com. It's electronic, and Ukraine Forward is the primary contact, ukraineforward.org. I would urge everyone to contact ukraineforward.org and follow, read about it, and you'll see all the information you need to donate.
And it's pretty impressive. They've already shipped more than $400,000 in medical supplies and equipment right to the front in Ukraine. So they are getting through, they are making a difference, and you're just looking for more people to be a part of this, and I guess for the towns to speak as one voice.
Yes, the object here also is to have the towns speak as one voice in donating to Ukraine Forward.
Well, it sounds like you're doing some very good work, and I hope you'll come back and visit me again and give me an update.
Thank you very much.
And thank you. And again, that's Steve Farrell coming in from Duxbury. That's Duxbury for Ukraine. We're going to put this interview up online, too, so people can also listen to it and get information. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.